Well, Terry, you're a full-time 1-1 against Burnley. Getting a draw against a side last season we're in the Premier League must be very positive for Leeds United.
Yeah, I think if you'd have asked most Leeds United supporters this morning would they take a 1-1 draw, I think they would have said yes. I think the first half hour of the game, it looked as if Leeds were really going to dominate the game. You know, midfield, they had five across midfield. Young lads were playing exceptionally well. You know, playing one and two touch football, and they looked bright. And you know, whether it was a lucky save by the keeper, the crossbar or not, I don't know. But you know, that was a good chance for them. But you've got to say Burnley came back into it. And the last 15, 20 minutes of the first half, they had chances. I think in the second half, the game wasn't as bright, if you like, as the first half. But there were still chances, and I think Leeds have got to take all the positives out of it. You know, it was a vast improvement on how they played last season. You've got to say that. You know, and I and the other 20 odd thousand that were in the ground have got to be happy with that, because Burnley coming down as they have done, they had a good reputation in the Premier Division last year. And then you could have thought before the game, what a difficult start. Well, we have got a difficult start this season anyway, but Burnley at home in the first game, especially expectations of the fans, then I think we've come out of it well.
I was going to say, despite the fact it was 0-0 for a majority of the game, it was just very entertaining,
well,
wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, you couldn't have gone to anywhere and wished to see a better 0-0 game at that point, you know. And yeah, I was thinking that to myself, you know, it's been entertaining, both sides have had a go. I found it a good game.
Uwe Rosa said he'd bring a new type of football to the club, and that high intensity approach, it seemed to really work, and a lot of the players stuck by it throughout the whole game.
Yeah, they did, yeah. You know, it took a great goal to, you know, if you like, not set the game alight, because that'd be the wrong words, but it took a great goal really to produce the second goal. And actually, he was unlucky. You know, he's come inside on his right foot, and he's done exactly the same thing, and the keeper saved it. But I think both sides will go home feeling happy.
Mirko Antonucci with just a fantastic strike. It really was, and I know a lot of fans afterwards are saying he should now be pushing for a start. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think, you know, it just depends on the way the manager wants to play. Does he still want to play with one up front, or does he look at it and think, hang on a minute, you know, the lad up front? You know, I've said this before, it's very difficult for, you know, one man to play up front on his own. He has to do everything. You know, he has to challenge for balls, headers, you know, strikes on goal, everything. And I just think, is that kind of player, is he suited to it? Is he suited to playing up front on his own? And maybe he's not, you know. Maybe he needs a bit of help there. And I think when the kid came on and scored the goal, I think that was the help he needed. You know, but he had a couple of, you know, mishit chances to hit the target, and he missed them. But I think he'll be a good acquisition for the club. And I think the lad in midfield, who came from Cardiff, I think he'll be a good acquisition for the club as well.
Chris Woodden and Tom Adeyemi, two players who've been brought in. And again, like you were saying, they just brought a lot of work rate to their game. I mean, Chris Wood afterwards, his shirt's drenched in sweat because he just kept running throughout the whole game.
Well, he did, yeah. You know, and I think sometimes your energy is lost. You know, when you're playing up front on your own, you're doing the chasing. And if somebody behind you doesn't push in, then you might as well have stood still yourself, you know. So sometimes you feel sorry for the guy up front on his own. And I felt a bit like that today, you know, especially halfway through the second half. But, things will happen. Things will happen. And, I'm pleased with what's happened today.
For Leeds, though, it must be just a little bit frustrating that you get so near the end of the game with that lead and then you just concede that goal.
You know, especially when you've played so well as they did. Well, I mean, Leeds did. In the first 30 minutes of the game, you think to yourself, we should come away with a win. But, you know, it's Burnley, they've just been relegated, and Leeds have got to take every crust of comfort out of that and say, right, we build now, because the next five or six games are difficult.
Doncaster Rovers next in the Cup, and just wondering what your opinion is in terms of will fringe players be given an opportunity in that game? Do you think it should be KC they should stick with the 11, or should he give one or two of the lads off the bench a chance?
I think, you know, in my opinion, what he should do is try and get a settled side, and I think the only way to do that is by playing his strongest side at Doncaster. If he doesn't, then, you know, he's gambling, you know, with other players coming in, other players going out. And you've got to think as well about the financial side of it. You know, you beat Doncaster, get a good draw in the next round, financially it all builds up.
And looking at the transfer window, it's still not closed. Do you think there are any areas where Leeds need to recruit?
I think central defender, you know, is a certainty. I think maybe another striker. You know, and those are the two positions I'd look at. Not particularly to replace the players that are there already, but to, if you like, back them up. So there's somebody there on the bench who you think, oof, stick him on. Centre-half, I think, you know, it's going to be a worry.
And you're here at Elland Road, you're giving a couple of talks to the fans. Just how much do you enjoy coming back and talking to the fans about the glory days and looking at the next generation as well?
Well, we don't talk so much about glory days. We talk about the game that we've just seen and the players we've just seen. And I really enjoy it. You know, I really, if you like, I've made a reverse role, if you like. I've turned around to be a fan instead of being a player. So, and I love coming here. It's great. Fans are great. It's fantastic.
Talking about the fans and just how many were here today and the atmosphere. I mean, it's just great that football's back and Elland Road was rocking throughout the whole game.
Yeah, it was very much like, if you like, the old days, you know, where you've got nearly 30,000 here. And you can imagine if we managed to get results, that would go up as well, because they're always out there, you know. And you've got to say that at the moment, I got a feeling today when I got arrived at the ground, which was very early, 9 o'clock this morning, that people were very optimistic. And I got to say, you know, the atmosphere was very, very good around the ground.
And so, Terry, finally, I've got to ask, with the season just beginning, your prediction for the end, where do you think Leeds will be in the Championship?
If we played like we did in the first half today, then you could say they'll challenge. But the league is so hard, you know, it really is. You know, absolutely one of the toughest leagues in the world to get out of. It is really, you have to be consistent. If you're not consistent, then you won't get anywhere, you know.